This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. In the studio with me, I have the honor of hosting two special guests. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having us.
How do you do?
I'm good, thank you.
And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
The honor and pleasure is all mine. I appreciate the fact that the three of us are from roughly different ages in the late 20s, early 40s spectrum. And I think because of that, we can share kind of varied life experiences with each other. I think that would be quite beneficial for the topic we're going to discuss today, because life is all about the relationships we have with ourselves, with our Lord, and with people, right? All of that comes with a lot of ma'rifah and knowledge. The knowledge and ma'rifah of the self and the Lord is, I think, something for a totally different show. So today we're going to try to talk about ma'rifah and knowledge toward people. Brother Yasser, okay. Would you consider yourself a good judge of character?
I think I can, to some extent, judge people's character by looking
at
them.
Where do you think you get that from? Is it from experience? Did you work on it?
No, I haven't worked on it. I have done a little bit, but I think instinct and experience, I think.
Experience, yeah. Right. What steps did you take in order to know people better?
So basically, I work with a lot of people.
In your line of work?
Yeah, yeah.
Your profession,
That's my profession. I don't know what you can call it, but that's what I do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a lot of people.
Do you enjoy it, though?
I guess so.
Wow, that took forever to answer.
No, the reason I'm doubting is because I'm a very reserved person.
Exactly, so that's why I asked. Do you enjoy interacting with people so much?
I enjoy what I do is because it's a duty. I see it as a duty for myself,
okay.
And I enjoy doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So whatever serves that cause.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so right now I'm working with people. It's difficult to work with people, to be fair.
If you could avoid it, would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my personality. Again,
okay.
That's the personality.
You're introverted.
Thing.
That's totally
I'm very
fine.
Strongly introverted, yeah. Which also is questions why I'm actually here. Working with different people on a daily basis, I think you slowly get to know how people work and what kind of people behave in what kind of ways, basically.
Mm. Right. And obviously knowing more about them helps more with your work, right?
Of course, yeah. You get to know how different type of people interact, mm-hmm. how they feel, how they think.
How to serve them better.
How to serve them better, how they can serve better. So a lot of time is, giving work to people so that they deliver. And you come to realize that this type of personality doesn't deliver in this way.
Ah, yes.
Or the way you interact with this person has to be different. Otherwise, they take it in the wrong way or...
That is so important to be able to read people like that.
Yeah.
Because
it comes with a lot of mistakes and that's how you learn it with experience.
I think it's safe to call it social skills, basically.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And a lot of introverts like that because they're constantly in their own shell and they don't like exposure to other people.
Yeah.
So they never have the opportunity to develop those social skills.
Yeah. So you have to be thrown into it, which is
exactly
what happened to me. The duty and opportunity came, was thrown into it, and it's not so bad.
Yeah,
it's
congrats,
just it's outside
though.
Your comfort zone.
Yeah. It's all about growth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sayyid Abdullah, do you particularly enjoy interacting with people? I think you do. You come
no,
across.
No, I don't actually.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
When it comes to people, it's not an easy task. You can't just.
Why do you think it's hard?
Because the people that you hang around with, the people that you speak with, the people that you come in contact with, they will leave a mark on you in a way or another.
Right. So you're
so you have
of getting
to be very
hurt,
careful who to talk to and who to walk with and who to talk, mm-hmm. to interact with.
Yeah.
So do I want to interact with anyone? No. Do I like to choose the people that I interact with? Yes.
Of course.
So like Brother Yasser said, I would, in my line of work, I would have to deal with a lot of people, but not necessarily I'm dealing with them because I want to, because I have to. In terms of me having to have my own circle of friends, for example, right now, if I have to count my friends for you, they won't go over 5.
For sure. And I think that comes
because, like I said, because even from Islamic perspective, from the Hadith, from the Quran, that your friends would get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
if you choose the bad ones or the ones who are just not in tuned in your same ideology. So do I like it? No, I don't like it. I would rather, I'm an introvert to begin with myself, which actually does half of the job for me, which is actually great.
Mm.
To some extent, it kept me safe from a lot of things. If I look at the people that were in my time, for example, or even my friends, yep, who were like classmates or university mates, and they were like Manjula, like Muslims and Shia as well, but compared to where I am now, where they are now, it's a huge difference.
Because that's exactly, yeah.
I consider a lot of things in terms when it comes to interacting and socializing with people.
This is so important. Yeah. We really need to talk in depth about those aspects that we take into consideration when it comes to interaction. You're listening to Back to Reality. We're going to be back to reality after a short break, so don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
How do you feel you need to vibe with someone? Because here's the thing, right? I feel personally, as I get older, I become more introverted and I become more reserved. I don't necessarily enjoy talking to people who are out of my clique. Right? Because I feel like, yeah, I don't have the mental capacity to speak about things that not only don't contribute to my growth, but are actually like detrimental to my peace of mind. I'm wondering, what are those factors that we look for in life as we develop, as we grow, that would allow people to come in or to stay in our lives?
Well, it depends. You know how they say that if you want to be a successful businessman, associate yourself with successful businessmen or women.
Oh, like surround yourself with who you want to be.
Surround yourself with the people that you want to be with, right?
Oh, or like surround yourself with people that you don't mind them rubbing off you.
Yeah, or you want to walk. You know, like, من عشر قوم أربعين يمن صار منهم. If you go with a group for 40 days, you become amongst them. That's the hadith, right?
You become one of
so them. So I think the criteria is that sometimes it chooses you. Sometimes you just find yourself in the middle of a group and you just follow the crowd. And sometimes no. You say, okay, I don't want this one, I want this one. So you choose those who are in the same path as yours and you walk with them. So I think, I don't know, it's not a matter of criteria, it's a matter of what kind of people you want to associate with. And I think each one has their own ideologies. Can't be always the same. So some people like to associate themselves with those who play games, for example, those who play soccer,
sports.
And so, you know, each one has
their
own.
Yeah, so it depends on like what you're looking for, right? Where you are in life.
I also think we should be very careful, because sometimes what happens is that we want to socialize with people that click with us.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, people who are in our fields and stuff. And we end up shunning away other people. And we need to be careful in terms of our social interactions and our social manners.
Like not to be biased?
Not only not to be biased, but also how we choose between friends. So, for example, some people might have the idea that, for example, when we say that, you know, pick your friends or don't interact with the opposite gender, for example, that means we need to be harsh with the other people. Right. When we say interact with good Muslims, for example, that means, you know, when somebody's not a good Muslim, just be mean to them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like that means, you know, when a girl comes and talk to you, be rude to her.
Right.
We should be careful about that. That's not what it means. Right. Mm. When we say choose your friends properly, choose your company properly, it doesn't mean be rude to the rest. You know, we should keep our manners. We should be polite to people. We should speak respectfully. But there is a limit to how much we would interact with them. We should always keep it friendly. We should always keep it respectful. But the amount and the extent is what changes, right? With your close friends, you've picked them properly. You've been very picky in how you choose your friends. And that's really important.
Because that's what I'm wondering. How do you know someone good enough in order to give them the pass?
I think the thing that has a huge impact is a person's goal. If you know what a person's goal is,
right,
then you're most likely going to click with them. And this is also one of the main criteria in spouse selection as well. Mm. So that's another type of interaction, right? You're going to choose somebody to live with for the rest of your life. How do you know you're going to click, right? Is it because you like the same movies or the same actors or the same sports? Or is it because you have the same goal? When you have the same goal, then you're going to be ready to compromise on certain other minor stuff.
True, true.
But if the compatibility is in the hobbies, then when the serious stuff comes, you're not going to be able to compromise. You'll just go your own ways. And with friends and co-workers and employers and employees, I think it's the same thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Back to Reality. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us. Joining us again on Back to Reality. On this episode, we are talking with Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasir on whether it's possible to actually know people and how. So, Brother Yasir, you were saying that the main thing we can focus on when it comes to knowing other people better and deciding whether or not we want to allow them to be our people is to identify their goals.
Yeah, yeah. I think that has a big impact.
That has to be really hard for someone who doesn't even know their own goals yet.
Yeah, so we have to, that comes with time, that comes with thinking, you know, that comes with discovering yourself. Mm. And obviously, you're not going to know who to hang out with if you don't know what you're doing in life. Right.
True.
That's a natural thing. And it's not only to do with Islam. I think anything in life, right? Whether you wanna, you're going for a big career, you're going for, you know, I don't know, becoming popular, you're going for sports, whatever you're doing,
yeah,
you have to finally realize what you want to do. And then you'll find out what kind of people you want to hang around with. So I think it applies to everything. But having a goal in mind, I think makes a huge, huge difference in what you do with yourself and how then you would interact with society.
Mm.
So as in, just like we started, I was talking about why I interact with people. If it was left to me, I would ideally not interact with people, right? But because I have a goal in mind, my duty right now, what Allah expects, what I understand that Allah expects for me is to do this particular task that I've taken up, mm-hmm, these projects I've taken up. And it so happens that these projects require me to talk to people,
right.
I'm going to do it. This sort of becomes an ibadah. Allah knows I don't like it. And I see it as my duty and my service to Allah, and I do it. And I hope, inshallah, Allah accepts
it. It's such a beautiful way of looking at it. It gives it meaning. And as soon as something has meaning.
Exactly. It's much easier to do as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think Nietzsche says that I can handle any how as long as I know the why. Like, I have meaning for what it is that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sayyid Abdullah, what do you think, in your experience, has been the hardest aspect in interacting with people? Like, in the beginning you said that they affect you, they leave a print on you, right? And that could be like psychological, mental, spiritual. Maybe in addition to that, or aside from that, or whatever, you want to explain on that more. What is the hardest part of interacting with people? The hardest part to understand about them?
Understand about them and interact with them is two different things. Depends on the motives that you have for each of these two categories.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of interaction, sometimes, you know how the hadith says, "Al-mu'min yanzuru bi'ayn Allah," the believer, he sees with the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, I don't know, you get this, you see a person and you get this like really feeling, this vibe that you don't want to approach them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you force to, you have to deal with them in a way or another.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the hardest parts in terms of dealing with people, that you have to deal with people or speak with people or interact with people that
so your
you
gut
don't
is telling
to.
You that this person is a no-go zone, but
yeah,
the
but
circumstances
like he, for example, I mean, even like, for example, take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example. He had to deal with Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl and all the munafiqeen around him. And Allah said to him, you know what? You know the munafiqeen, we know them, but don't talk.
Yeah.
You know how difficult that is?
So
but
hard.
Yet has to deal with them.
Yeah, true.
And same thing with the Amir Al-Mu'mineen, same with the Imams. And it's just a human nature. Sometimes you are surrounded with the worst people possible, but you just can't do anything about it.
And then you can always have the option of cutting them off, though.
Yeah, you're if
not
you
a
can.
Prophet.
Obviously, in terms of you can or you have to, but that said, I'm saying in cases you don't have no other choice.
Mm.
That's I'm saying, you're saying what's the worst part in interacting with people? That's it.
Right.
Beside that, you can say salam alaikum, get to know them, hang around them, you get to feel how they are, their mentality. Usually within the 5, 10, 15 minutes, you can tell who they are. And then, you know, you choose whether you should expand your relationship with this person or just limit it
to... Just keep it on courtesy.
Yeah.
There's so much more to talk about regarding this topic. Obviously, there's like 8 billion people in the world. And that's all the time we have for today. So thank you so very much for being with us. Until another episode of Back to Reality, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.